Welcome back to another episode of Parenting in Progress. I'm Corey.
I'm Jordan.
And we're the Welches. Welcome back to another episode. Today's topic, it's not a wagon, and it's not a stroller. It's a stroller wagon. Today, we're going to talk about the stroller wagon that we decided to purchase. The wonderful, as I call it, the wonderful, wonderful. That's just a catchy thing. I just came up and decided to name the title was all. Just wanted to throw this out here. This is not a paid sponsorship. We are, at this point, no way big enough to even get a paid sponsorship. So we bought this with our own money. We bought it before we even started making podcasts. So definitely not a sponsorship deal. But you may say, why a stroller wagon? Well, to flash back about a year ago, we were walking through Target. And I was walking by, we were walking through the baby area and they had the car seats and the strollers and stuff. And I was still looking at some of those and come across this Jeep wagon. I was like, dang, this thing's kind of nice. Like all of a sudden I just started thinking all the different uses you could get out of this. You know, how cool would it be? You could throw some stuff in there. You got your kid in there. You know, it's just not a little stroller with a little cubby underneath or two cup holders and that's it, right? It's so much more. You can use it for different things. I just started thinking how we could all use this. And for some reason, I told Jordan about it. And we ended up getting home from that shopping trip. And I was looking at it online. And I'm like, man, that thing's kind of expensive. Like, it was $200-$300, if I remember right. Probably around $300.
And then I had told you, there's this lady on Facebook that I watch her videos, like, clear out. She's not even local. Whatever. I watch her videos. And she has 5 kids. And two of them are little. And on her videos, I see her roll out, like she's got like a 12 passenger van. She opens up the back, rolls out this big old stroller wagon, pops the kids in it, takes it everywhere. I was like, man, that's kind of nice. But like when you had mentioned the Jeep one, I was like, oh no, go look. Let me look it up. And let me tell you what brand it was. So I go to one of her videos that it has it on it. And on the side, it says Wonderfold. I'm like, oh, Corey, that's it. Go look up Wonderfold. They're pretty cool. So you did.
Yeah. And, pulled that up and I was like, man, that's a really good wagon. And scrolled down and looked at the price tag and God damn, the Jeep was not expensive.
Okay, sorry. I'm ready.
The Jeep was not expensive compared to the Wonderfold. I mean, the Wonderfold, you're topping four digits without a period in there. And I'm like, jeez Louise, like if we're going to probably stay away from that. But, you know, just curiosity, Dad. I was like, you know what? Let's just see what makes it so expensive, right? How much better could it be versus, you know, what I was looking at in Target? You know, probably more of a budget-friendly type stroller. But, yeah, I hadn't even heard of it until then.
Well, and we honestly, like, we never even decided to start looking for one. We just saw it at Target. And then you had thought of all the ideas of things we could do with it. And then that's when we really started researching it. It's not like we went out like, hey, I want to get one of these.
No, it was more of a like a podcast in the truck on the way home of us just discussing, oh, man, we could use it for this or we could use it for that. And then at that point, we're like, well, you probably need to get something in the future. Because at that point, Carly was still in the little car seat and it wasn't that big a deal yet. So it's not like we were pressed for time. We're like, you know what? We'll do the research, put in the time. We'll look for some sales and bam, we ended up getting one. But you know, as we're looking at that point, there was two or three different models and they had what you call a W2, which is just a two seater. It was a little narrower and a little less in length. And then they had a W4, which would seat 4 kids. So it had two benches with two straps, as Carly calls them, buckles. I had two sets of those for two kids. So you can sit 4 kids in the wagon. I'm like, man, like, yeah, it'd be a little bit crunched, but not too bad. I mean, if you had 2 or 3 kids, it'd be a no-brainer for me. I mean, it just, it wouldn't because One can walk if they want. They, you know, they can crawl in and out as they please, and just seemed like it was really good.
We were talking about, like, do we need the W4? Like, do we really need a four-seater? And that's when, you know, we don't know for sure how many kids we are going to have, you know, probably 2 to 3 max. And it's like, well, if we end up having 3, the two-seater isn't going to work. And if we're putting this much money into it, we might as well spend the extra little bit to get the four-seater when we had more room, because we also we don't just use it for Carly sitting there, you know? So that's when we were just trying to do the pros and cons of a two-seater or a four-seater. And like you said, Corey, there's not a ton of difference in the space that it takes up.
No, if I remember right, the width wise, it was just 2-3 inches wider and maybe 3-4 inches longer. Like it really wasn't crazy. Everything was probably within 6 inches of the W2. And I guess, you know, if you have two kids and you're done having kids, then get the W2. They'll have just a little bit more room probably to be able to run around and sit in there than what a W4 would. But we decided to get the W4. We knew we didn't want the original one, mainly because the big thing that we wanted was the tires. We wanted the larger, I can't remember what they called it, like it was upgraded tires or off-road tires. So they were bigger. They weren't plasticky. They were more metally.
All-terrain.
Yeah, not metally, rubbery. And yeah, they were just more all-terrain. So, you know, we run it on a lot of pavement, but there's times where we get into the grass and we get into the gravel and rocks and those types of things. That's where those wheels are a little bit better. You know, they're a little bit bigger. So a bigger tire is going to ride more smoothly over little dips and bumps and stuff just because it has more surface area there. So that was really what we were after. It was the wheels. The Lux did come with it with a couple more features. I don't exactly remember what they were.
One of them was the leather wrapped handlebar was one of them that the Lux had, because we have the Lux, not the Elite.
Yeah, and it adjusted more. There was more adjustments when you went to adjust. I think the lower price point one was adjust like 2 or 3 different spots. This one, it was not quite infinite, but it had like 2 or 3 times as many, because we didn't know what height you wanted at versus me, and we knew we were going to have to adjust it for those. So
yeah, but you're right. We did mainly just look at the tires, because we looked at, okay, well, what if we got the Elite and then purchased the tires? And at that point, you're spending, you know, about the same money as getting the Lux. So the usage out of those wheels, I think, was the main deciding factor for us with the Lux versus the Elite.
Yeah, and we did get it on sale. We did get it on a sale. And since Jordan's a teacher, I think we got a small discount through her teacher stuff. So that did help us purchase that Lux, because the next thing you look at is Wonderfold's got a bajillion accessories. I mean, they have a lot of different accessories. They have a winter kit that's supposed to keep little kiddos warm, that'll kind of surround them with little plastic windows. And they've got a rain kit that's supposed to keep them out of the rain. So if you're in a spot where it rains a lot, you can get one of those. One thing we did get was the all-weather floor mat. It's nothing real fancy. It's not like a little WeatherTech in there, but we knew that there'd be times where your kid get muddy and their shoes aren't going to be clean. So we used that. Luckily, we had it when we went on vacation, because there was a bunch of sand in the bottom of it.
They also have which we didn't end up purchasing later, not when we bought the original thing, was the travel cover. It's not like super duper durable, but something to cover it. They use it like as a dust cover too, kind of to keep it clean. And
yeah, they make a dust cover, and then that airport one where you can fly with it. It's not bad. It's going to help your stroller from getting ripped and all that stuff. So I wouldn't trust the airline employees without having a cover on mine. So that's why we ended up purchasing that. But there is countless ones. We ended up getting a parent console as well, which kind of just gave us more access to some spots to put our drink and our cell phones, which we use all the time when we go on walks or different places. We'll throw a cup in there. Carly's cup goes in there. We throw phones in there. So we don't probably use it to the full capacity because you can even put like diaper wipes in there. And we haven't used it for that. Probably the last accessory that we got with it was there's a cargo net that goes on the one side. And we kind of did that for, you know, some shopping, stuff like that. We can throw some stuff over there to where not everything's in there where the kids are. So those are the three things that we had gotten.
The one that we were going to get, but we waited because they came out with a new style, was the snack tray. And we still haven't purchased that yet. But when we were looking at getting it, it was back ordered. So we hadn't really done some more research on that lately, but we considered it.
Yeah. And, you know, I think it'll be different when we get more kids in there too. You know, maybe your kid likes running around and maybe they don't. Carly, she's a runner. So, but she still loves riding around in it. It's great.
Yeah. So just to kind of throw out some of the things that we use it for. I mean, I would say hands down the way we use it the most right now in this phase of our life is walks. And, you know, yeah, we could use our regular stroller. You know, my parents got us a stroller that our car seat fits in and she still fits in it fine and it still works. I feel like I wouldn't want to send my kid on a 2-mile walk and they're just having to sit for 30 plus minutes. You know, I like her to have the flexibility to, she can stand if she wants. She could sit on the bottom of the floor and play with some toys. She can sit on the seat and get buckled in. There's a lot of flexibility there on the walks. I like better than just a regular stroller.
Yeah, definitely. I wouldn't consider it a jogging stroller or anything. I mean, you could use it as that, but you think of it, if you know what they look like, they're like a glorified shopping cart style stroller is what they are. Not saying you can't jog with it. If you have really nice roads and stuff like that, you could probably get by with it. The one thing usually, like Jordan and I, is, you know, if you're wearing your watch, you're wanting it to count your steps, I usually one hand it. And so I'm only pushing it with one hand, where maybe those jogging strollers, they got a little bit bigger wheel. They're meant for more speed. This thing's not really meant for that much speed. It's meant for comfort, I guess. It's more of a Cadillac instead of a Corvette. Put it that way.
Yeah, I'm not really a jogger, so that really wasn't something that I was looking for. I'm more of the walk-in type of girl.
Yeah, so we've mentioned a couple of them. We'll probably expand on them a little more, but just some places that we use this, places that we've taken it. Obviously, not too long ago, we'd mentioned we had an episode on our trip to Florida this past summer. If you haven't listened to that one, tune back to that one. It's a pretty good episode. Give you some take on Destin. But we used it all the time down there. Especially like we talked, you know, walks to the beach where we had a 10-minute walk across the main highway and you got beach toys, you got towels, you've got all the other stuff, snorkeling equipment, you name it. All of it fit right in there. Carly could sit comfortably. She even had room to stand up, walk to the front, and look at all of that. Another nice thing was you could take that canopy that it comes with. We don't always use the canopy all the time. Sometimes we go canopy-less, but we take that canopy, we'd put it on there, and you can bring it all the way down to the top of the wagon. And it kind of acts as a little bit of security. So that way, the only way you can get in there is either pull the canopy up or reach in from either the one end or the handle end. So that way, when you're in the ocean, you can kind of put all your stuff in the wagon there, and not anybody's probably going to mess with it a whole lot just because they're not, it's kind of out of sight if you bring that canopy down.
Leading up to our Florida vacation, using it in the airport was probably, I would say, one of the nicest things about getting through an airport. Like, I don't know how to explain it, but it made the process so much easier. So much less daunting when you have a toddler. Each of you have a carry-on, the personal items, the toddler, like all these things, and you're trying to get from point A to point B in a certain amount of time with a bunch of other people. That wagon was wonderful. We had one seat, I believe, of the two benches. We had one seat there both of our carry-ons fit inside. Carly fit inside, and she had just enough room to either sit or stand at the front. It also has like little hooks that we could hook my purse or whatever else.
Yeah, that was one. I think we got those as an accessory, was the bag hooks.
Yeah, that was nice. And we just pushed it along right where we needed to be. We had to use the elevator, obviously, instead of stairs. But the amount of looks that we got from people, I mean, in the airport and then everywhere you go with it, if there's people that haven't seen it before, they're like, oh my gosh, that is so handy. I wish that we had one of these when I had kids.
Yeah, definitely. So yeah, we go from airports and obviously we've taken on a lot of shopping trips too. We didn't take it on our last one here. We just used the regular shopping carts and Carly was okay with it. But early on when we did shopping trips, the big thing was you're always battling around nap time all the time. And that was a spot where our idea, once again, with that canopy that it has, is get her to sleep, put her down into the bottom of it. It's cushioned. You know, at that point, we didn't have the weather mat in it because she couldn't stand anyway. But we would, if you can put her down there with, you know, a little towel or something to just kind of comfort her, put that canopy down. That way there's no light shining down in on her. But that's a place for them to stretch out and go to sleep and stay asleep too. And it's not that we've done that a whole lot because we're kind of getting out of that phase for the most part. And Carly, she does great with sleep. And then there's times where she just skips naps and she's a trooper. That is one thing when you're even going just on a shopping trip or just a day outing, have them be able to sleep in there and you be able to go shop and do what you want instead of somebody happening to sit in the car or
if you had to cut your trip short or adjust your time frame based on the nap, it makes it a little bit more flexible for you as parents and you can kind of go about what you need to get done without having to worry about that as well.
So speaking of day outings, there is another piece, you know, maybe it's not shopping related. Maybe there's a little celebration in your town. We had one here not super long ago. Where we live, and we walked there. It was probably half mile from our house, and we just like, you know what, we're going to walk there and walk back. It's not that big a deal. We're planning on just spending a little half of a day there, get something to eat, come back, get Carly ready for a nap. Carly obviously can't walk that far, and she loves riding in it, so we could push it there, and Jordan got some clothes, and we already had a diaper bag, of course, and a lot of that stuff you can shove underneath Carly's bench. There's quite a bit of room just underneath where she sits, so it doesn't bother her trying to get around or sitting or anything like that. And the whole time, we have little toys that we do put in that wagon, and she plays with those toys when she's in the wagon. So there's even that aspect. They can play. They can, you know, just helps them be quiet, sit down, still have fun, and, you know, just lets them take a load off.
Well, and not be confined to being strapped into a seat where all you have to do is, or all you are doing is either sitting or reclining back. And we didn't have it at this point, I don't think, or we didn't use it mainly because of the seasons that we were in. But think about, we're going to a barbecue at a friend's house or something, and when they're not old enough to sit up on their own, but you don't have an outside seat for them, or, you know, they're napping, you can... It's like a little playpen, essentially, that can be inside or outside. That's something I think that if it was the seasons were right and we had it, we would have used it like that. Because there's a lot of times where you're trying to do something outside and they're just not at that stage where they can sit and you can't hold them all the time, or you don't want them to be strapped onto you in a carrier or anything like that. So it is kind of like a glorified playpen too.
Yeah, and I just thought of this. We're really close to having her sleep in the wagon in Florida versus taking that bed out. That was a thought. If we couldn't find a condo with that bed, I'm like, she could probably sleep in there. Now, it probably would be a little confined, but she wasn't that tall. She could have fit in there and did it. We could have took the bench out and would have been opened. But yeah, it's kind of like a portable pack and play.
Yeah, and Wonderfold itself, it's not like rated for sleep. It's going to say, you know, it's not meeting these sleep standards. But I mean, if they're in your eye, you're obviously not going to leave them. If you're watching over them, it would work for a temporary napping sleep situation.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, I'm sure there's laws and regulations on all of it. We pay attention to some of that stuff, but then there's other times where you got to live a little too. So,
yeah, we have another festival coming up here in a couple weeks that I didn't check with you, but I'm planning on taking it there. You know, there's a lot of people and to get around up and down the streets. She's also at the point where she wants to get down and she wants to run. So sometimes we get her down, and then if we can put her in the wagon and she can stand, she's happy with that versus having to sit. So that's another use that we'll use it for here coming up shortly.
Yeah. And I know we've mentioned the zoo in previous episodes, and we use this all the time at the zoo. It's a must have. I think a lot of different strollers are a must have. You know, when you go to a zoo, this is ours. And, you know, the grandparents really enjoy it because she can stand up, she can look out, and heck, they push it half the time because it's pretty easy push. So that's just another instance or certain sporting events.
Yeah, if you're, you know, I'm thinking of families that have a kid that's, you know, 5, and then they have a 3 and a 1-year-old. Like the younger kids can go into that, use that at a sporting event. I have a niece and nephews that we go to some of their events when they have outside soccer games or football games, anything that's outdoors like that. It's easier to just push that with you instead of having to carry them from the parking lot to wherever you need to be. And it's a safe space for them to not get in trouble or have to chase them down everywhere.
Yeah. And I remember we took it to Easter. My mom only works a couple blocks kind of from our house. So we pushed it over there. They had a Easter egg hunt, and Carly, she did go hunt some Easter eggs at that one, but it was a cold, windy day that day. And I just remember that, you know, there's so many features to it. We don't have the wind protection or the winter kit for it, you know, but the canopy, we went and we parked it strategically on one side. We'd take the canopy, we'd fold it down all the way to the bottom so that would block the wind. And then on the inside, there's mesh. And at the top of those, there is like a plastic liner that is all rolled up in there. And you can roll it down, and there's two or three Velcro tabs at the bottom to hold it down. And it was a little wind blocker for her. That way she wasn't out, you know, in the elements or anything like that. She could just sit in there or stand in there, and the wind blocker was to her back, and it was nice and warm. We haven't used it a whole lot for that. I think we will once we get a little further into this fall. You know, it's going to start getting colder, so we'll have to start doing a little makeshifting there, but there's just so many uses for that.
Well, and there's so many different things Wonderful did when creating this. Just like you talked about, the little windbreakers. Who would have thought about that? Like, perfect. It doesn't take up any space. It's easy, and it makes it more versatile for us. Another thing coming up besides this other festival, we are planning on making a trip to a fairly large pumpkin patch. And this will be a game changer there, because there is going to be some times where Carly wants to stand. There is going to be times she wants to get down, and she's probably going to get tired at times. I'm assuming this pumpkin patch day will be a good portion of the day, and this wonderful wagon will be a game changer and definitely make it more pleasant for us. One thing you haven't mentioned, Corey, is yes, we have a 4-seater, but right now we only have one bench up. We only have the one bench that has 2 seats on it. The other bench is in our basement right now. At this point, we don't need the 4 seats, so it allows more space for Carly to sit, stand, whatever. But when we do need it, it's easy to just snap on and go.
Yeah, and they've gotten new models out too. They've got one that folds up a little bit easier. They've got a 6-seater now, which is crazy to think of how big that sucker is. So they're continuing to make it better, and definitely listening to feedback of customers of theirs too. But so I just want to cover kind of lastly here, for the most part, is pros and cons of the wagon, things that we do like and things that we don't like. And I think we're going to start with the pros first. We're going to start out on good news, and we'll end on the cons. But as I mentioned before, it can be used for naps. We've done this in the past. It works really good, especially on shopping trips or just day outings where they just finally crash, or maybe they fall asleep on you and you get tired. Maybe you get the numb shoulder or whatever trying to hold them up. This is definitely something to where you can lay them down in there and still keep an eye on them and still keep pushing them around. It certainly beats a shopping cart. So, and another thing that it is great for, the ride of the wagon for the kid is great. What I mean by that is, you know, we talked about we have the bigger wheels, and that takes a lot of the small bumps out of it, to where Carly can sit there and she can play with whatever and she's not getting beat to death, whether she's in the harness or not. When we go on walks, we go down a decent amount of brick roads that are the off streets. And you know how bumpy those can get. It really doesn't seem to bother. And it takes bumps and dips and stuff really well. It's got a decent wheelbase on it. It's just a really good ride for kids. Like I mentioned before, it's like a Cadillac, I feel like.
Well, and like what you said about being a Cadillac, the pushing aspect is easy. It turns on a dime. It's like a shopping cart, but it is like the Cadillac shopping cart. You know, each turn you're taking, spinning around, uphill, downhill, the handlebar is comfortable. It's just an easy push for parents.
Yeah, and I remember at the zoo, the grandparents, they want to push it as well. You know, it's just something that is really easy. It's really smooth riding. It feels sturdy, and it feels really, really nice when it rolls. Another pro for this wagon is it does have a canopy. A lot of the wagons do have canopies, but they're more of a fixed canopy, I feel like, especially that Jeep one we're looking at. Maybe I'm wrong. Don't quote me if I am wrong, but I'm just going off of memory. I don't think you could really adjust it a whole lot. I think it was either on or it was off. The wonderful, you can move it around. You can narrow it up if you want to be able to see in there more, or if the kids want to see out more, you can narrow it up to the center. Or like I said, you can bring it clear over to one side or the other, and it can act as a sunbreak or a windbreak, to where maybe the sun's shining in on one side and it's making them hot or they're having to squint a lot. You can move that canopy on those rails from side to side. And that's definitely a pretty big advantage, I think, versus trying to figure out, you know, a towel to hang off or whatever. You can just move it around. And if you don't want your kid to get sunburned, maybe they're really light skinned. Carly isn't dark skinned. She's pretty light skinned. And maybe you can move that around to where if you're out at the zoo, they're not in the sun all the time. So that canopy really does help with some instances of that.
Yeah, and I think just as a whole, the flexibility of use of the Wonderfold on each aspect and each feature of it is great. It's not just a one or done. There's a lot of flexibility with that. We use it a lot to go on shopping trips, and it hauls a bunch of stuff. So when I'm out there shopping and we're pushing around, like if we got four shopping bags in there, you can stuff them under the bench and there's still plenty of room. We have the cargo net that we can, on the outside, that we can put some things out there that's not inside, directly inside the wagon. We have the bag hooks that we can clip my purse or the diaper bag on there, and it can carry all of that as well. It's like a mule, and it will carry a bunch of stuff plus your kids.
Definitely. I think that's all I had for pros. Can you think of any more pros, Jordan?
Not off the top of my head.
Okay, so now we're going to go on to the cons, because there are some cons this wagon. You know, as much as we've upsold this thing, there are some features that we don't necessarily like about it. And some of it's just going to be the nature of the beast too. But probably the biggest, if not the biggest, one of the biggest, it's a heavy wagon. That thing, that W4 that we have, it's about 60 pounds. So not, if you're not muscular or if you're a single mom, unless you're bulking up, you know, I'm not saying you can or can't, but I'm just telling you, it is heavy. It's heavy to lift. You think about lifting that into the back of your car, taking it back out, just stuff like that it is very heavy.
Another con would be there's just some certain situations that it doesn't work great for. And usually those are ones when you're in tight, crowded areas. I can't think of an example off the top of my head, but there are some situations where we're just like, no, let's just take the regular stroller. That's going to be way too crowded. There's not going to be a lot of space to turn and move it around.
I can think one. They're at the zoo where the red pandas are. There's a little area that you go in, you turn around, and you come back out. The first time I took the Wonderfold in there with Carly, and there was kids, there was parents, and it's not that, you know, they don't stay out of your way or know what you're trying to do, but the second time we went to the zoo, I didn't even go in there. Dad and I stayed outside. I'm just like, I'm not going in there to turn this around. Just some stuff like that to where if it's crowded, people are going to get out of your way. But, you know, you got to always do the defensive driving. You're probably not going to get there as fast as you want to in certain things where if you had a smaller stroller, you wheel that sucker in and out and away you go. So it is very big. Also, it's big in the car. Takes up a lot of space in the car. If you got a truck, probably put it in the back. So just be cautious of that. It is a big wagon, which is good and bad. So.
Well, yeah, and when we were looking up our rental car on our vacation, we had to make sure that we were getting a car that was big enough to haul our luggage and our wagon. You know, we couldn't get just a regular car. It wouldn't have all fit. So our vehicle seats 7, and when we have the wagon in it, the third row gets folded down. Now, there are some ways where you can take the wheels off to save some space when putting it in your vehicle. But if you don't have a big enough car, it is difficult to get it in and out to utilize what you bought it for.
Kind of leading to the theory of big and heavy, you're going to find some instances where this wagon is a little awkward to push. And what I mean by that is you get a lot of weight in it. It's going to want to throw it one direction or the other. You know, gravity is still king to where I remember on certain little inclines, like the zoo, for example, or stuff like that, where you're trying to go at an angle, that shopping cart front end is going to want to start pulling over. It's going to want to go downhill. So there are some times where you're going to have to fight that just a little bit, or maybe you got to turn around and you got to turn around uphill, just some stuff like that. One time when we're at the beach, we had to get out the strap for the front end that I had to tie onto the front end, and I was pulling on the strap while you were pushing. Just some instances where you push that around, even though we do have the big wheels, it's heavy and it's big and it can get a little bit awkward.
I think one of the blaring cons has got to be the price.
Good day.
There's different levels. There's different series and models that you can kind of pick to what best fits your budget. If you want to go to the ultimate Cadillac there, you can take it easily over $1,000. But there are options that are more affordable as well. And I would be on the lookout for deals. They have sales throughout the year. There are like your first time purchase, you might get 20% off. If you're a teacher, first responder, nurse, they have some extra discounts that way too. So there are some ways to help save some money on it. But we were also thinking long-term on this, and we hopefully are not done having kids, that we would be able to use it with the next 1 to 2 kids. And then even after the kids are out done using it, you know, there's a lot of people that you see using the wagons to sporting events, to carry coolers and to carry other things. So even though it is expensive, I know this is a cons list, but I'm talking about how we have ways to hopefully get our money's worth out of it.
Yeah, it's definitely not a spur of the moment purchase. Definitely plan it out. Think of how you can use it. And obviously then if you do purchase it, you're gonna have to commit on how you use that. Cause if not, we looked for used ones for a really long time. That was actually one thing we were looking like, you know, if somebody bought it and they didn't like it, you know, they had it 2 or 3 months or they didn't use it like they thought they would, didn't like it as much, we'll just buy one and maybe it'll save us $200-$300. Jordan got on Facebook. There's Facebook groups out there that sell Wonderfolds, and they have these different accessories and stuff, and which we're kind of in a rural area, so we'd have to drive, you know, a little bit of ways, and we almost bought one the one time. We almost did, and we just decided not to, and I'm not saying it would have been bad or good. It probably would have been a fine wagon, but you might have the option of buying used. You know, at some point, someday, we'll sell ours. So at that point, yeah, it's not going to be the fanciest, but you can still get all the benefits out of it for the most part as a new one would be. So there's always that option too. So definitely take that route.
Like I had mentioned before, on our regular stroller, you can recline it back to laying back, you know, as far as it could go, or sitting way up and everywhere in between. With the Wonderfold, you can't do that. So if they're sitting on the bench, they're sitting on the bench, and there is no reclining feature to that. So it's not like it's a huge con.
It can recline a little. You just have to space the buckles out. So far, it's not like it's a lot. It's not as much as a stroller, but it's not like it's straight up and down. If you want it straight up and down, you can move those clamps along the side back and forth, but there is a little reclining. It's just, it's very limited.
I didn't even know that you could do that. You're going to have to show me that sometime. But it's not like we would use the reclining feature a lot, even if they did have it. It's just something to be aware of if you're purchasing it, because it is different than a typical stroller on that.
Yeah, and last but not least that I have on the list here is the way that our W4 folds. It doesn't fold the greatest. I'm not an engineer. I don't know how to make it fold any better. And I realize it's a big wagon and it's going to take up space. But the way that it folds I'm not going to say it's the best. I'm not going to say it's the worst. It's just the way it folds, you got to learn how it collapses together, which makes it really long one way and fairly narrow the other way. So that is one thing to watch, is when you do fold this up, it's still going to take up a lot of space in your vehicle. And probably the other con to that is if you're not as big of a person, folding that up, it takes a little bit of strength to get it there. Okay, you got to fold it up, you got to lift up on the middle, and you got to pull the other two ends together. It takes a little bit. I know, like, Jordan's lady that she watches, there's times she didn't even do it. She would just pick it up, put it in her van. She had a slot because she had enough seats in there. She never did fold up because she's like, I'm not dealing with this heavy thing. I'm not going to try to fold it or anything like that. I'm just going to just throw it in the back of the van and away you go. Or if you had a pickup and you could get the one wheels up there and just pick up the other set of wheels and roll it up in there, go for it. But just one thing, if you don't have enough space to do that, the way it folds is a little clunky, but that's part of it being big.
Well, yeah, and I probably should practice putting it in and out of our vehicle more and folding and unfolding it, because there would be some times, you know, in the summer that I might take the wagon with me when you're working and I don't know how to do it. I'm pretty sure I've unfolded it and folded it once. And I think I even needed your help with that. Now, if I practiced and I did it more, and I would get the hang of it more, but that is one thing that it's like, oh, that's your job, Corey. Go take it in and out. And I appreciate it because I don't have to do it, but I should know, at least know how to do it.
So that's our tale of our Wonderfold wagon. We talked about the pros and the cons. We talked of how we use it. There's going to be different things I know in the future we're not even thinking of that we're going to use it for. Looking forward to it being in our lives for at least a few more years. So with all that being said, Jordan, I only have one last question for you. Would you buy it again?
Yes, I would.
You heard it from the lady.
You know, yeah, there's pros and cons to everything, but it has made our life easier and it has made it more enjoyable for us and for outings with our daughter. So it's worth it for us at least.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat. I would buy it again. It's definitely a useful tool. So with that being said, we're going to wrap up this episode. Thanks for listening. Thank you for listening to Parenting in Progress. If you like what you heard, And you're listening to us on YouTube. Please go ahead, like, share, subscribe, drop a comment. If you're listening to us on other platforms, go ahead, give us a follow and a rating. We truly appreciate it. Thanks again, and we'll see you in the next one.